This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by the Before It Happened podcast series. From transportation and AI to just anything you can put in your home, office, or pocket, you'll hear from the innovators themselves as they tell their stories of how they brought those visions to life. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Gil Barlev, the founder and CEO of Home Roots, that unites wholesale product inventory and retail businesses in one place, making the B2B shopping experience as easy as B2C. You gotta love it. And Mr. Barlev, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you, Eric, for having me. How are you today?
I'm doing great and really appreciate your coming out. Looking forward to learning a few things from you today. So for starters, I understand Home Roots makes the B2B shopping experience as easy as B2C, as I mentioned in the intro. Can you tell us more about how this works? How do you do that?
Yes, so sure. It's a good, great question. So in homeroots.co, we built a proprietary B2B e-commerce site that really provides the same convenience, or I will say conveniences, as any other consumer-facing website, right? So once you, obviously, the first thing you have to do is register and get approved to be a buyer, because we're not selling to the end consumer. But basically, once you register and you're approved buyer, there's no minimum orders like what you see in many other B2B sites. You have all the search functionality that you can search and find and filter for your products that you're interested in shopping or revisiting. You can build your own wish list of products. You can see products reviews. The whole life cycle of the order management, adding items to the cart, checking out, knowing exactly when it's going to get shipped, the estimated ship time, the estimated delivery time, date and time. The shipping cost, everything is available to you pre-ordering. So it just gives you all the conveniences without even thinking that, hey, I'm buying it for wholesale or am I reselling it? It feels really like a consumer. And of course, there's a lot more kinks that are available just for businesses that consumers don't use, like, you know, like there's the data feeds, there is different programs that you can be part of, referrals, commissions. There's a lot of other things that are really tailored to the B2B community that consumers, we don't even think of. But really the experience is like you as a consumer, whatever we used to buy from other major websites, same experience here.
Yeah, that shopping experience is huge in having recurring customers, no doubt about that. Some good information to lead things off. Now, running a small business can be really tough, and I'm sure listeners can relate to that. Who hasn't gone through tough times running a small business? But how does Home Roots help small business owners?
For that, we have multiple ways. So first, we understand that running an e-commerce site is challenging. And you either need to be a developer or hire one in order to really manage your product assortment and sync up inventory from your suppliers and everything. So depends on the e-commerce system that you run. We may either do that integration for you so we can take the Home Roots products and kind of push through your e-commerce platform automatically so you can be completely hands-off and not worry about it. But if you have some e-commerce system that we do not support right now, that we don't know, that we never built a bridge to it, then we can definitely refer you to one of our partners that can do it for you. And we have a variety of partners that does that today. So the second thing is that we understand that many small businesses really, especially in our space, which is the furniture and home decor, they're really having challenges with freight and shipping costs and all that, because, you know, it's bulky stuff, costs a lot of money to ship them, whether even if it's with FedEx or UPS, or times if you need to set up a truck to come and pick it up from the warehouse and deliver to your customer. So we understand it's very challenging. It's very complicated, not straightforward. It costs a lot of money. So what we do in our platform, and again, part of the B2C experience, is that we handle that for our small business customers. So we do it all for them. And all the discounts that we're getting from the carrier, we're just passing that along. So for them, it's just a few clicks away and they're done. They don't have to think about the mechanics of how it happens down the scene. The third thing is that we have a lot of brick and mortar stores as well. Many of them want to come online and sell in e-commerce, especially recently with the pandemic. We've seen that trend accelerating. So we have a partners that can really help launch your website and preload it with Homebrew's products based on your predefined wish list. So kind of bringing you online with a few clicks. We assess small businesses with their warehousing and logistical needs. So we're really trying to help the small businesses as much as possible and make it easy for them to resell our products out there.
Yeah, thanks for your input on that. Now, I have a question for you, and a little clarification is needed. Is Homebrew an alternative to selling on Amazon or Etsy? Help us understand more there.
That's a question that I've been asked a few times, but I can tell you that we're, if you're in the mindset that you're not, because through Homebrew, you will not sell directly to the consumer. So that's the differentiation between us and Amazon or Etsy or eBay or other platforms, right? But if you're in that mindset that now you're not selling directly to consumers, right? So therefore, the pricing has to be more aggressive, right? Homebrew can be for you a much more attractive sales channels than selling on Amazon or Etsy. And the reason for that is simply because we're the only channel that can get your product sold by most major retail companies that you can think of, including even B2C marketplaces and channels, that we can get it out there. And whether that brick and mortar store or e-commerce, including Amazon, we can get the product sold as a 1P seller instead of like a third party seller. So what I'm trying to say at the end of the day is that we can offer a significantly larger exposure of one's product to the consumer than what Amazon or Etsy even combined can offer.
Yeah, really appreciate your clarifying that, and that is a big help for sure. Now, this episode of Enterprise Radio is being brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Before any world-changing innovation, there was a moment, an event, a realization that sparked the idea. The Before It Happened podcast series is a show about that idea. Each week, host Donna Laughlin takes a deep dive into a singular light bulb moment that inspired the visionaries to push forward and change our lives. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com. Today, we are visiting with Gil Barlev, the founder and CEO of Homebrew that unites wholesale product inventory and retail businesses all in one place, making the B2B shopping experience as easy as B2C. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if you would, Gil, can you tell us more about how Homebrew helps furniture and decor retailers?
Definitely. So the beauty of Homebrew is really we're e-commerce first. So we're really helping the retail partner, especially in the furniture and home decor retailers, really expand their online offerings. So, and that's really one of the major reasons for growth of marketplaces, really the breadth of product assortment. So Homebrew offered just that with an endless pipeline of units of furniture and home decor products. In addition, over time, as we work with our retail partners, we understand what products, we learn what products they're selling quite well. And with them, we understand what is the demographics for those specific products. So over time, we can place those products in the warehouses where most of the demand is. And by that, they can extend on to their customers an equivalent service to an Amazon, equivalent delivery service to Amazon Prime. Like imagine that we, based on their buying habits and their consumers, we can get the products delivered over time, not from the first get-go, but over time, we can get those products delivered same day or the following. right? So that's something huge, and that's something huge for our retail partners that they don't get from anybody else who's in the industry right now. That's a very unique thing for them and very a good selling point, an advantage that they have over their competition.
Mr. Barlev, really appreciate your time and joining us here today on behalf of Home Roots. Tell us, where can our listeners learn more about selling furniture and home decor with Home Roots? And give us some information there on how to connect and follow you as well on social channels.
Yeah, sure. So I would advise all the listeners, really go to homeroots.co, visit our website. Earlier this week, actually, we just initiated Facebook and LinkedIn groups, and we launched a YouTube channel so our customers and our sellers can actually learn more about what we're doing, how we're doing, how they can be part of it, how can be just part of this growing movement of Home Roots, I will say. And it's very exciting. It's very exciting to see how we make a difference for the companies that work with us. And there isn't a day that our team is getting, feedback from the companies that we work with and how we're making a difference. And for them, we're not just a platform or a vendor or a customer. We're really a partner by all means, and we're really working with them. It's not just machines and codes. There's the human element here that is so important, and it's all about the relationship. So that's all I have to say. Just keeping a good relationship, and again, just follow our website, homeroots.co.
And there you have it, easy enough, and we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Mr. Barlev, all the best, and look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Pleasure is all mine. Thank you, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Gil Barlev. He is the founder and CEO of Home Roots, that unites wholesale product inventory and retail businesses all in one place, making the B2B shopping experience as easy as B2C. And again, for all the details, visit homeroots.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening experience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of Enterprise Radio was brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Nearly 20 years ago, Donna Laughlin launched a public relations firm with the sole purpose of helping visionaries tell their story to the world. Now, two decades later, she's sharing those stories and more with you. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com.